Critics of federal government gathered Saturday at the state capitol. Like other rallies around the West, theirs was a show of support for the Oregon wildlife occupiers and anti-federal activists who remain in jail. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
When his conviction caught, he followed what he felt was right.
Arizona rancher Lavoy Finicum was also known as Tarp Man. Many of the 200 people who attended the rally wore small patches of blue tarp to honor the man they now see as a martyr. Finicum's widow, Jeanette, spoke publicly for the first time since her husband died in January at a police roadblock in Oregon.
Let us fight back this tyranny. Let us not let Lavoy's murder be in vain.
Speakers praised ranchers, but they condemned government agencies for violating what the protesters see as their constitutional rights. The crowd heard from the daughter-in-law of Cliven Bundy, whose Nevada ranch was the scene of an armed standoff with federal agents 2 years ago. The FBI arrested her husband in central Utah on Thursday in what some speakers called an FBI roundup of anyone speaking out against government overreach. Finicum's daughter, Tara Tenney, vowed to keep speaking up.
In regard to those being unlawfully detained, incarcerated, and held in solitary confinement for defending their life, liberty, and property, we the people demand their release.
A small group of public lands activists faced the crowd holding posters alluding to the recent criminal indictments of anti-government sympathizers. The opposing groups had been protesting peacefully side by side when the rally ended hours later. Judy Fays, KUER News.